When I first started my agency 6 years ago, I didn't think I would be offering so much design work on Amazon, but that's exactly what customers ask for. My name is Stephen Pope. I'm the founder of My Amazon Guy. And in this video, I'm going to show you a new service that we started to offer because clients are asking for it. Brand guidelines. And whether you're an agency trying to replicate, trying to figure out what you should be offering, or if you're a brand, this is a good video for you to watch. So in here, we just launched this. You can go to myamazonguy.com/brand-guidelines. And in here, we're basically offering everything that you need to have a guideline to give to your design team. So this is going to include basic things like logos. This is going to include style, font, what sort of font you're using. Like we use Manrope for the My Amazon Guy logo, stuff like that. We're going to spec all that out. And because brand guidelines is such a variety of a topic, there's so many things that you could include in this. You could have the typography. You could have all of the social media guidelines, the voice, how you want to stand out in a crowded marketplace, everything that's included for something like that. And this is something that's really helpful because it saves time between the client or business owner and the design team. It also makes it consistent. It helps improve conversion rates. It also makes it so that if you've got design on both Amazon and off of Amazon, that they become congruent. You can use the same sort of brand guidelines for website build, for A+ content, and many, many other things. So here is how we're pricing this out. We've got various different models here, the aspect, the standard, the premium, and all of the primary colors and the basic fonts and the logos and all of the sort of things that you would expect and understand about having brand guidelines, right? And so it's super important for both the team that is doing your design work as well as the business owner to be in sync. And when they're in sync, everybody's happier, right? Sometimes what happens is a brand will come to an agency and say, hey, make me something. And that's the extent of the instructions. And so once you have brand guidelines, you have a lot better opportunity to understand what to expect and what is needed. So if you were to take our My Amazon Guy logo and break out the color palette, we've got burnt sienna, and we put the code for that color, Shakespeare, gold, etc. And you can look at all of the various different aspects of the color palette, and then you can pick and choose. And so what's really nice about when you go to build brand guidelines, if you don't already have colors chosen, this can help build that, and it can also give you multiple options, right? So maybe you like the way that the logo font looks, but you want to see it in multiple different color palettes. And so you get an opportunity to pick between multiple options to understand what's going to be best for your brand. I've seen so many brands that go to market with terrible color palettes. For example, I've seen them have a blue background with red text. And this color guide right here showcases the fact that that is a terrible thing to do. It makes it very difficult to read it, right? And there are various different things that are more readable versus others that are less readable. And so you want to go for those checkmark options down this list and avoid some of the ones that have an X in it. And we know all of those guidelines, and it's already pre-baked into our brand guidelines, which we'll provide you if you place an order. We also have a bunch of frequently asked questions, like what are the key steps involved in building a process for a brand? Everything from gathering information to the implementation, and we're pretty transparent. We just showcase everything. We go through the process of what key information we're going to gather: brand, story, audience, values, preferences. How do we initiate? We send a survey, and then you fill it out. And then we go from there. What steps are involved in researching? So we do in-depth research across the web, looking at competitors, industry landscape, your category specifically, because the worst thing you'd want to have happen is encroach on the number one competitor and start getting those cease and desist. How do you define the core elements of a brand? How do we design a logo? What's the content difference between everything? How do we select the color palette? How do we process the typography? So we've done a lot of research for this. We've built dozens of these already, but this is the first time that we're going to market to offer this a la carte for everybody. So check it out. Go to myamazonguy.com/brand-guidelines. You can also find all of our services in our drop-down menu by clicking on the service button right there, and you can see all the things that are available, including this new thing right there, brand guidelines, right underneath the design section. Well, we hope you become a customer of My Amazon Guy or you learned something in today's video. If you like this, you might like our other design videos where we go in depth about how to build brand stories, brand stores, A-plus content, and many, many other subjects. My name is Stephen Pope, and I'm the founder of My Amazon Guy. Click this video here.